Hey, we're live on Facebook.
Whoa,
welcome,
that was
to industry headlines. He's Kevin Kaufman, a Raiders fan this week. I'm Fred Weaver with a non-capitalized first name. And welcome to industry headlines, where we're going to cover what's been going on with Kevin's hair the last 7 days.
So I definitely need to find some time to get a haircut. Been a little too busy. No doubt about that. All right.
Today's episode is not brought to you by Zillow, and we will not be covering Zillow, unlike last week. We have some other news to talk about.
Yeah, so Josh has a new team that he's going to be joining. Redfin spent a ton of money, like a shit ton of money last week, and Realogy made a shit ton of money in the last quarter. That's what we're talking about this week.
Woo, good stuff. All right.
Where should we start?
Well, kind of the order you went. I thought, interesting announcement yesterday. Not interesting announcement, like Gary Keller changes CEOs like he changes his black shirts. But I thought what was interesting was kind of how it went down, and Housing Wire said it best. So I'm not even going to get creative here. Josh Team out as Keller Williams president. News comes not from brokerage, but Team's personal Facebook page. Josh Team is out as the president of KW a few months after what appeared to be a promotion.
Well, you know, what's interesting is I didn't take that as a promotion. I actually personally took that as Gary distancing himself from Josh. But okay, so that was a promotion. We could call it that. And of course, he's out now. So we'll see. But yeah, for me, the peculiar part was he managed to share that before KWRI did, which I'm certain was not in the playbook. Clearly, having named his replacement and a few other moves within a few hours, it tells me that all those decisions were not made yesterday. So pretty interesting of Josh to go ahead and do that. I wonder why. I mean, I've got some guesses as to why, but
yeah. Well, Carl and the new KW president, Mark King, happened to be in the same room yesterday in Austin. So I think this was kind of like in the works. So anyway, I thought also in interesting news, that comes out of this, Mark King is now the new president of KW International. So he will be taking Josh Team's seat. He's been in a growth position in the company. So the president role is moving away from a tech president to more of a growth president. Interesting to watch that.
Yeah, no doubt. And I remember meeting Mark years and years ago, seemed like a super solid guy, obviously really smart and understands real estate. So my guess is that's a positive move for them.
Yeah. If I could just share one more funny fact, I was reading the article from Inman about Mark King, and there was this little line that caught my attention. I don't know if anybody else caught it, but I thought it was funny. The announcement was made in a Zoom call with regional leaders viewed by Inman and confirmed by a company spokesperson. That was really nice of KWRI to invite Inman to the Zoom and let him in. So I thought it was kind of cool. All right, moving on. Redfin, following Zillow's acquisition of Showing Time, decided we'll roll out our checkbook. Oh, yeah, Zillow, we got money too.
$608 million, ladies and gentlemen, to acquire RentPath, which owns rentals.com, rent.com, and Apartment Guide. Whoa, that is a massive, massive purchase. And I got to imagine, like, that's a shrewd move. Like, that's a big deal. What's your take on that? What do you think about them doing that?
Well, you may or may not like my analogy. You may tell me it's a stupid one, and that's okay. We've worked together for 13 years.
I typically tell you about stuff like that, yeah.
It's kind of like Zillow went to Google for AdWords to find buyers in the selling process that were typing in their search term, and Redfin has gone to Facebook to find people that are earlier in the process. For those of you that have ever run ads on Google or Facebook, you know that Facebook catches people earlier in the thought process of buying or selling a home. It takes longer to convert those leads. Google converts a little sooner. That's what I would say here. Showing Time is data of people actually looking at properties today. That's good data for Zillow. And Redfin's response is like, we're going to go get some data too, but we're going to get data before they're actually even out looking at homes. We're going to go get the rental data and figure out how we monetize that. You may hate my analogy, but that's just what came up when I read this.
I don't actually hate that analogy. I can live with that one. So that's solid. We'll see what happens. Like, listen, all of these things, like the acquisitions we're seeing, like, these are just big plays. They got people with big fat checkbooks that are flexing some of that muscle and probably going on a little bit of fishing expedition. I mean, it's like, I don't know if this is that much different than, say, like Microsoft buying LinkedIn. I don't know, but we'll see. At any rate, it's going to play out. Moving on, Realogy. By the way, everyone forgets, like, they're actually the largest real estate company on the planet right now so far. They had their, they matched their biggest quarter in company history, fourth quarter of 2020. So that's pretty big news for them, climbing something like 45% year over year in their earnings. That's a big jump.
That is pretty significant jump right there. They didn't add that many agents, but that's a huge jump in, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. So something like $1.9 billion in revenue in the fourth quarter, which was a pretty significant amount, obviously, over the previous year's fourth quarter and previous all-time high. So something like for the entire year, Realogy posted $6.2 billion with a B in revenue. That's a lot of revenue. I know I sometimes forget how big of a company they are and how much money they actually have coming in. That's huge.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the obviously we all know real estate's selling at a freaking insane level right now, and more homes sold in 2020 than, you know, we had seen in prior years. So some of this is kind of known, but when you think about company history, right? Like that kind of puts it into perspective, just what the craziness is going on. Can we go back to Redfin for one quick second?
For sure.
That's really disturbing. CoStar.
I'm not a cat.
CoStar tried to acquire RentPath. Is that correct? Or at some level they were trying to do something there?
You could be correct about that. Yes.
I think so. So I just want to mention that because CoStar is also in this like game of trying to get after data and tech and stuff, right? Like they're now like they're publicly saying basically like Zillow's our enemy, right? Were there the ones that said we're the Lyft to Zillow's Uber
something like that.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't know if I was confusing them, but anyhow,
they're definitely making a big push to get into the residential side. Everyone knows, well, everyone who's familiar with
anything you say from here on out, we can't take seriously. So we should just wrap up. You just put
I'm not a cat.
Face on your.
I'm not a cat. All right, we'll see you guys next week. Have a good one.
Did you enjoy today's podcast? Join the Kevin and Fred community, part of EXP Realty, and partner with us today. You'll get free access to live trainings two or more times a month, live events and in-person masterminds, digital downloads to help you run and scale your business, and much, much more. To learn more and join our community, visit kevinandfred.com/contact and contact us today. Not ready to join our community? No problem. Continue enjoying all this great content on our podcast for free.